Hey, everybody. Welcome to Physical Friday this week. This is a pretty good one. Good subject, in my opinion. And that is, so much of the physical that we're trying to accomplish really is accomplished really through what you're doing mentally, like how you talk to yourself, how you control the inner voice, the thoughts that you have and the way that you use them can either be a great positive benefit to you and your progress as an athlete or your progress towards a goal, or it can be a significant negative in that regard. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Just how your thoughts can really pay big dividends, or how they can really cause you significant problems. When people come into the gym, let's just say, but this can be applied really anywhere in life, certainly in fishing and everything else that we're doing. But when people come into the gym, generally there is a workout posted somewhere, either online or on a whiteboard somewhere, and you look at it. And when you're looking at that workout, that's the moment where your mind starts to play tricks on you. Oh, this is going to be really hard. Oh, this is going to be terrible. This is going to be horrible. This is going to be the worst. This is, you know, as opposed to, wow, that looks good. That looks challenging. I think I can do that. You know, there's a big difference in the way that you talk and the way where you're talking. You're not actually uttering these words. You're just thinking these thoughts. And you can catch yourself thinking these thoughts and change your thoughts to something a little more positive. Like, for example, you're looking at a very difficult workout. You don't know if you're going to be able to finish. You start to hear yourself saying things like, this is going to be terrible. I don't think I'm going to be able to do this. To, you know what? I'm going to try. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to start here. I'm going to do one rep at a time, and I'm going to make it through. There's a big difference between those two mindsets, and there's a big difference in going in and actually getting the work done. Sometimes this starts, you know, in bed, right in the morning when your alarm goes off. We were having that conversation earlier about how to overcome the temptation to just fall back asleep. And that's where a lot of times this inner monologue starts, right there. Starts right in the morning when the alarm goes off. And it's always been my feeling that tends to, you know, that moment right there tends to kind of start your day off in one of two directions. It starts your day off in a positive direction if you can kind of get up and do what you're supposed to be doing, or it starts your day off in a negative direction if you, you know, avoid the plans for the day, the plans for the workout, whatever, and just go back to sleep. And that tends to start the day off in one foot or the other. And I believe that's a big part of success, is being able to overcome the temptation to just roll back over and go to sleep, or overcome the temptation to talk negatively to yourself in your thoughts, because it's pretty easy. And one of the books that I've read in the last year or so that I really liked was by a coach. And I've hired this individual. His name's Ben Bergeron. He's been my coach and has written a lot of programming for me. He does a program called Comp Train Masters, and he'll write CrossFit programming for people that are trying to make it to the games, which is something that I've been trying to do for the last few years. In part of his training is not only the physical training, but also the mental training. He always has, you know, kind of a quote to think about for the day and kind of a mental lesson. But one of the things that really struck home with me about his work and the way that he coaches is that he's always kind of paying attention to this inner monologue that athletes have with themselves. And everyone's got kind of an inner voice that is you're carrying on this conversation in your mind, often during some really challenging times. And he's always asking, if your inner voice was on a megaphone or on a loudspeaker, would you be pleased with what it was saying? And in a lot of ways, you know, we wouldn't talk to someone else the way that we talk to ourselves. You wouldn't have any friends, right? You're talking really badly to yourself. You're saying you're an idiot, or you're embarrassing yourself, or you can't do this, or whatever. Talk like that. If you talk to other people like that, you wouldn't have any friends. So are you talking to yourself like that? And are you talking to yourself like that in the middle of a very challenging workout? And, you know, maybe you can't stop that immediately, but could you become aware of that kind of talk that you're doing to yourself, and maybe start to slowly kind of change it, or to be at least be aware of it, and maybe be aware that maybe, you know, would that be helpful if you were talking to your kids that way? Would it be helpful if someone else, if a coach, was talking to you that way? And maybe if not, which probably in most cases it would not be helpful, could you alter that? Could you alter the way that you talk to yourself and possibly achieve, you know, great physical benefits because of it? And really, you know, in my own experience, my attitude going into a workout and my commitment level has a tremendous amount to do with my intensity. And if I go into a workout and I'm incredibly committed and I'm ready to go and I feel good and I'm happy and I'm feeling great, I'm going to do very well in that workout. I'm going to go at it with great intensity. I'm going to probably, you know, go at it with the intention of setting a PR if it's something that I've done before. And as you probably are aware, the more intense your training, the more benefits you're going to receive, the closer you're going to get to your goals, the faster you're going to make big gains, the faster you're going to make progress towards whatever your goal is. So it all starts with your thoughts. It all starts with, you know, how you're talking to yourself, how you are thinking about little things. You can talk about it in the context of a gym, because I believe that the gym is like a microcosm of life, right? Like you can find different scenarios in the gym that you can apply to life, and a lot of times they are far more intense and far shorter in the gym than you're going to encounter in life. But you know, it's kind of the same thing, and I find that the way that I'm talking to myself through one of these workouts is very similar to the way that I'm going to talk to myself in times of difficulty in business, or in a fishing tournament, or in some other sort of preparation. You know, am I going to get frustrated and discouraged, or am I going to talk to myself in a way that is going to be helpful and positive? Well, that's just something to think about on today's episode of Physical Friday, how your mental state can either improve your training or have significant drawbacks from it. I'd like to hear what you have to say about it. You can email me at podcast@saltwaterexperience.com and tell me how you've either learned to be a little nicer to yourself, and how that has affected your training, or, you know, or maybe you're one of the people that actually likes a real negative voice and gets some motivation out of it. I don't know. For me, it doesn't work. I'd much rather have the positive talk. And it's been very beneficial in my own training. Anyway, all right, that's Physical Friday for today. I'll see you next week.